F to the R to the S to the H to the O to the U to the T, that fresh out.
What's up?
It's time to wake up the neighbors.
Wake them up.
Wednesday, you know what's going down, man. Hey.
Salute.
Jay Kemp's in the middle of people. Man, fresh out, man. You know what's going on, man. We live in the
ether,
crazy. We got to put the ether on tonight, man. Come on, man. We got that red, even though it's November, we got that red October, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy tonight, man.
That October.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you rocking with the best. Hip hop is back, man. Jay Kemp, BOP, the best in the building. Jay Kemp, what's goody?
What's happening? What's good, Ice Burgundy?
Man. Beautiful, man. We got the full house. Everybody coming in here
all day.
BOP, what's goody, man? What's going on?
Hey,
down
salute
with you,
to you, brothers, and salute to the chat and our special guest. And man, feeling better than rather doing better than Jada's book sales right now.
Oh,
ooh. Yeah. Ooh, just saying.
Oh, hey, Jada? I thought you were talking about Jada Kiss, not Jada.
No. Unworthy Jada.
All right, okay.
Unworthy. Right. How you feeling, Ice Burr?
Man, we goody up in here, man.
Yeah.
In the Elijah Dome, what he was talking about.
In the Elijah Dome, man. Yeah, the eye top of thigh. Hey, man. Antoine's in here, Day One Club.
Salute to Antoine.
Deuce in Falco. Here going crazy. Hold up,
y'all up in here like this. Countdown in 3, 2, 1.
Mama! Mama Bear's in here, man. Canada holding
salute.
Down, man.
Salute
Toronto,
to
Toronto.
T.O.
Drake's
building.
Favorite fan up in here. You, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got a dope show tonight, man. First of all, if y'all been under a rock, y'all know, man, Halloween, man, you're going to get a havoc. You know what I'm saying? A Halloween half from Lloyd. We're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to be talking about Jeezy taking that exit, man. You know what I'm saying? Off of Def Jam, man, going independent, man. He's smartening up, man, getting that dollars, right? You know what I'm saying? After that divorce. We're going to talk about that Kendrick, too, man. But we got to talk about this Halloween Havoc 4. But everybody talking about it. But they don't have to do the crafting. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear, man. Super producer, man. Harlem representing. Let's be clear. Hold on.
Harlem
representing.
Yep.
Point shooting guard. Come on, yep. Man. You know how it goes down, man.
Come on.
Y'all done heard his work, man, on everything, man, from Lloyd Banks, Freddie Gibbs. Mm. What's it coming, nigga? Butcher. Mm-hmm. Conway the Machine. Mm-hmm. Redman. Cormega. And our guy, come on, the lyricist of the year besides Nas, RJ Payne, Method Man, Dave East, the OG who just saluted us on Twitter today, Ice-T, you know what I'm saying?
I ran
I'm
out of fingers.
Brother, I'm your daddy. And Bum B, come on, and of course, Paul Wall terminology, man. And of course, the big situation, Paul, the Halloween Havoc 4. Cartoon pieces in the building. Yeah. Let's be clear, brother.
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing?
Come on, man.
Hey,
cartoon pieces in the building, man. Let's be clear. Crafted some of your favorite joints, man.
Indeed.
Harlem, come on, man. You got a jumper too?
A little bit.
Come on, you go. Man.
Hey. How you feeling, Cartoon?
I'm good, man. How y'all feeling?
Hey, the fans are glad that you're here, man. And so are we.
Come on, man. Everybody should love you, Cartoon.
Appreciate y'all. Follow
him on all social media, by the way, too, man. Blowing him up, man. Pause. Cartoon Beats on everything, man. We always start off the joint, Cartoon. Just by everybody just, you know, of course, sometimes people under a rock, man. Tell the people, man, who you are, man. What you represent, your production style. And what was the first album that you bought on your own, you know what I'm saying? When you fell in love with hip hop and rap, you know what I mean?
Oh man, so first, foremost, I'm Cartoon Beats. Actually, I got a lot of different production styles, but the one that's, you know, making the most waves out here right now is the boom bap style, which I've, you know, come into my own and, you know, started to really make a splash right now. But, oh man, thinking back to the first album I actually bought, because I grew up in a house where, you know, when I was younger, I couldn't even listen to rap. I had to sneak everything. So I didn't actually go buy a rap album until I was in like my teens. That doesn't mean I didn't listen to it, but I didn't buy one myself. But might have been. I can't even remember because it was just so much I was listening to that I kind of meshed what I actually bought with what I already had was getting from other people. Yeah. You know, I grew up in a church house, so you know, my mom was they're not gonna be talking that on my radio. Yeah,
so it's not the mama too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand it. I understand it.
For sure, for sure. So, when did you start producing, and when did you, along with that, really start to come into your production style, so to speak?
So actually, I used FL Studio to produce, and I had that since I was probably like 13, 14. I had it on my computer. Yeah. I was still in high school at that time. I was still an athlete. I was playing ball. So it was kind of like a program that I had, like I kind of used it in my spare time, kind of when I was bored. But at that time, I never really looked into like, you know, actually producing and you know, trying to do anything with it. I was just making stuff that I listened to myself. But around like 2012, I decided to, you know, try to take it serious after, you know, making beats. And I let, you know, just some, you know how it is. You got like a brother or friends, you let them hear it. They start to kind of put that bug in the air, like, yo, these are kind of something. So I was just like, you know what, let me just put them out on, like, at the time it was like SoundCloud and stuff like that. I actually started getting like local artists and things like that reaching out saying it was dope. And I was just like, you know what, I feel like, you know, why not? You know, I don't have anything to lose by, you know, not trying to see what I could do with this. So it was at that point that I started to take it serious. And the first kind of beats I did make was it was boom bap, but around like 2012 is when, like, you know, trap started to take over. So a lot of my influences were people like, you know, like Lex Luger when he started his run, he was just producing everything. Right. So I started out making that, but I always just had a good ear. I listened to everything from, you know, being originally born in New York, and then moving down south. I got to listen to a lot of different music. So luckily that helped expand, you know, my ear and my palate for, you know, making, you know, down south trap beats and up north beats as well. So that was pretty much how I came into my, I guess how you would say my style. But again, I kind of fluctuate. People don't know right now, but y'all will definitely hear some other production from me. You'd be like, oh, yo, he did that.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah. Joints, in addition to the boom bap, you did stuff with a cat named Fresh featuring Chinks. It was another your first placement, Dricky Graham. So along with that, when you first really started coming to your style or where you are production style wise, how long did it take for you to get that first placement? And along with that, what was that experience like for Cartoon Beats? Just what was that feeling?
Honestly, it was pretty crazy because it happened pretty quickly. Like, I got on Twitter. At that time, you know, Twitter was like newer, but that was like one of the, besides like Instagram, that was like one of the first, you know, apps that they had out where you really could start to interact with, like, you know, famous people and things like that. So, you know, I was just reaching out to people on Twitter. It was Dricky Graham. He was the first artist. And at that time, he was, he had a top 10, you know, song with Snapbacks and Tattoos. So I sent him some beats. And then I got like a couple placements he said he was writing. And then everything kind of started to take off from there. I just started to kind of piggyback. Yeah. You know, following that, I got in touch with a super producer, Drummer Boy. He was working on like a project.
Yeah, man. That's cool. Memphis and Drummer Boy, man.
All day.
Yeah, I did it. I ended up getting a song with him with DJ Paul. Yeah. And he,
DJ
everything.
Paul is a dog, so you cannot trust.
But yeah, I started. I got a song with Los. Like, I just started to kind of, you know, just like with how music is, usually it's like one placement helps lead you, you know, into the next. Yeah. You know, depending on the artists that are listening to the artists, you get the placement when and stuff like that. So,
well, and awesome. This is the thing too, man. Like, everybody in the chat, man. Salute to everybody being here holding it down tonight, man.
Salute to y'all out there.
Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all up in here, man. We got Cartoon Beats in here if you just came in here. You and RJ Payne, man, y'all have a connection that's crazy. We basically on this platform gave him Lyricists of the Year, of course, besides Nas. What makes you guys just that chemistry just bonding and all that, man? You know what I'm saying? Like what? I mean, obviously we know he's crazy with it, but you know, his murderous style with the beats, the pianos that you use, the bass lines, the drums that snap, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys just have, and then also you actually have a joint you produce with him and Lloyd, you know what I'm saying? What's the chemistry, man, with you guys, man? And how do you keep on just basically making hits?
RJ, he's easy to work with. And I have an idea of, like, you know, how to like cater to certain like lyricists. And he kind of just gives me the idea and says, like, you know, I'm looking for like a more aggressive project and stuff like that. I actually got in touch with RJ and Banks around the same time. I'm trying to remember who actually got in touch with first, but it was around the same time. And, you know, I was getting multiple placements because RJ's picky with his beats, just like Banks is. Okay, but okay. He gravitated, like, you know, towards my sound, and we kind of been locked in ever since. You know, I speak to him all the time. It's good chemistry, you know. Like, he gives me, like, his vision of what, like, he wants the project to be or be about. And, you know, I'm able to just, you know, I kind of just chef up, send him, and he just does what he does. He's RJ.
Yeah, come on, man. Salute to RJ, man.
Salute to RJ, man. I mean, and just speaking of that sound, though, and when you was talking about your influences, like, you know, you got some Southern influence, you got the Lex Lugers of the world, you got the Drummer Boys, but we can hear that in the boom bap, which is crazy. It's the drums is different.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes Cartoon Beats stand out to somebody like a RJ Payne, because when you are that type of pound for pound, like, Gorilla Fist rapper, you need that drum that's gonna hit the chest. And when you got the headphones on, I'm sure RJ's like, hold on, just give me the drum real quick. You know what I'm saying? I know he's doing, man, but you can really hear that flavor in your production, man.
You can.
And I can see where a Lloyd or a RJ or even a Red Man would just be so attracted to that, man. Just want to give you your flavor, your flowers, man. Just for the seasoning that you putting on the production, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Appreciate that.
We've been waiting on somebody that can blend that. I give you and Hit Boy that props, man, because y'all can blend the boom bap with the trap, even with that mustard type of like kick too. It's all in there. Mm-hmm. It's all in there. You can
definitely
hear every element of it.
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself on that mostly. Like, my drums, I do them a little differently, but it's really just the way how I kind of mix them. But I pride myself mostly on like the type of like melodies and things like that. Even like now, as I start to progress, like those are more difficult to mimic. Like, I'm using, like, you know, a boom bap drums, like the skeleton. But I'm actually taking sounds that are not used in boom bap, and, you know, I'm kind of starting to mesh them.
That.
And then you'll start to hear, like, even with like RJ on Jigsaw, like, a lot of like those, you know, there wasn't like, I sprinkle like a piano in there, but if you listen like to the like the actual melody, you can't even pinpoint what instrument it is, and that's because it's a combination of, you know, a lot of different ones. So I like to, you know, try to like mix it up and, you know, start to come into my own and bring my own sound.
Absolutely, man. And that's one of the many qualities that makes you so unique, not just as a producer in general, but like really one of the top producers that's killing the game in this hip hop space. You mentioned RJ Payne as well as us. Can you tell us and the audience, given your work with RJ Payne was legendary and is legendary, why do you believe or feel that you and RJ Payne work so well together? Like, what's the secret to y'all chemistry?
It's really just like, doesn't really come with effort. Like, it's just communication. You know, we speak about like what we want to do and his vision. And as a producer, like I'm not, I don't, you know, I don't like really overstep. I know that I'm there to provide the canvas for the artist. Like, you know, they have a particular vision and album, and it's my job to say, okay, well, I'm going to create something that fits, you know, your vision. I'm not like one of those producers that try to force my sound per se onto you, like, oh, do it like this. If you say you want to do a gritty, grimy album, I'm going to say, okay, I'm not going to send you like in between. I'm going to send you my best rendition of, you know, gritty and grimy stuff. And, you know, he, again, he's another one that's picky with beats, but we just usually always happen to catch like a couple at a time, as to where, you know, sometimes with other producers, it's like one or two. So we just have a good working relationship, and communication just makes it easy.
Well, this is the thing, Cartoon. You like me. I grew up in the church too, you know what I'm saying? You know, salute to my mama and all them, you know what I'm saying? How did you make these grimy beats, man, being in the church? And then you making the streets going crazy right now. Again, we talking Halloween Havoc for the 72nd hour. You know what I'm saying?
All right, you got to get influence, man. You gotta watch Mike slash somebody's throat. You gotta
This is the thing. Like, you would think, man, you down in the basement, man, cooking up these beats, man. You know what I'm saying? With a body on the side. Like, how did you get? How do you channel that into the that sound, that
that's
the best part,
that darkness into the beat?
You
man.
Just said it. It's you know, just experiences. I grew up in the nitty and gritty, the city, you know, in Harlem. Where it wasn't the best neighborhood, you know. We've seen like a lot of things, you know, as kids and all that other stuff. Right. So, you know, your experiences do that. But also, like, I'm like a visual producer. Like, when I start making beats, I kind of know, you know, where like I'm gonna take it, and I don't force anything. I go by, like, you know, mood. Like, there's times where I produce based off like whatever mood I'm in, or just an idea that somebody presents. If they say gritty and grimy, you know, I've seen horror movies and things like that. I try to make, when I make a beat for a particular genre, or however you want to say it, like whether it be grimy or not, I try to make sure that if you listen to that beat by itself without the lyrics, you would know that that's what that was supposed to be. So that way it makes it easy for the lyricist to come on and just, you know, he's just adding like the actual, you know, the soul to it in the words. So that's the way I approach it.
There you go.
Well, my thing, man, I can see like Hollywood coming at you, man. Like, say, hey, you need to score this, like, this movie, man. You know what I'm saying? What's my man, Keelan Peele? They gonna be hitting you up like, hey, man, we need you to score something, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, man. But like, funny, I said, thing. Like, you do make like sound beds, man, for the. It's literally, man, and on the course of inevitability.
Course of the inevitable.
Course of the inevitable. There you go. It sounds like a movie. It sounds like a movie.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Another thing, I'm a like a movie buff, but also for the soundtrack. So it's crazy that you caught that, because if I had to pick, like, in my, like, one of my favorite producers, like, y'all know who Hans Zimmer is?
He does a lot of classic, like, score.
He's like classics. Beethoven after Beethoven. And
yes,
right.
Like, yes. I watch like good movies, and the music always would catch me sometimes more so than the actual movie.
Yeah.
So it was funny that you mentioned that. But yeah, I like my stuff to be like theatric, to where you really get an idea of where it's trying to go.
And I think that distinguishes the difference between a beat maker and a producer, which is, you know, the latter describes you, because you not only desire for the beat to just not just to get your head nod, but to like make you just to grab you and just make you feel some type of way. I mean, that's what you aim for, and that's what you've accomplished, I should say. So salute to you for that, man. Absolutely, absolutely.
Appreciate that.
So, hey, just real quick, man. If y'all don't understand, because we talking the Cartoon, but y'all ain't heard nothing. Hold on, let me play something real quick. Hold on, man, just real quick, man. Give me my accolades, make all of my presents, present really subjects you got time for.
Here, every second's deadly, plan shit out, but still behind the step. Really detective, extra applause, extra applause. No matter how lovely, mishaps are waiting, cameras hanging, shooting shit up as risky as vaccinations. Jeopardize morals, be upheld for strangers. Congratulations, play around and get your card.
Hold on, man.
Get my drift, I'm good with numbers, so I skip to this. This level's too weak, I'm a bunch of notches, wrist for wrist. Look at my clips, my style's a G17 with the switch. When it was time to shoot my shot, I hit it with the
switch. Oh, I got one more, hold on. Euro, Shannon, peso, Shaquille, it's off that, Jose
Canseco. Start to finish.
Yeah. Trying to dig around the root of evil, Paul money over everything doing. Except happiness and your people.
That's a fact. That beat right there is bananas. Amazing what happens when you consistent. Try it out.
Go ahead. Start a family. Come on.
I just had to let
y'all get a little bit of the juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, we in Cartoon Beats, man. Let's be clear, man.
Of course, man,
the crown jewel right now, man, in the industry, let's be clear, is the Halloween Havoc 4. When Lloyd came to you, man, like, what was the mindset when y'all went in on this one? And like, hey, man, I've done the four I wanted to be what when y'all came together?
Honestly, well, the relationship me and him got right now is just like all he had to do was mention Halloween Havoc 4, load me up with the spooky vibes, and that was kind of it. That's really, like, you know, that's where we're at.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got that vibe.
So I already knew, like, you know, start sending him like the gritty, the grimy, and then giving him like soundscapes. And as I've been working with him, you know, I've got to a point where, like, even with what I send him, I'm just like, I know I can make something gritty and grimy, but what else can I bring out of, you know, his writing while I do that? Like, can I do more? So I'm always, you know, challenging myself and, you know, in some cases, even him too, you know, as a writer. So definitely.
Yeah.
Dope experience.
I'm so glad you said that too, because that's one thing we talk about all the time on Fresh Out, like how the dopest and illest producers bring the animal out, the beast out in the rapper. Because it's been a while. I mean, Banks always been a dope rapper.
Always.
But when we hear him on your production though, it's a different type of Banks that we don't get all the time. But when we get that Banks, that's an elite rhymer, and
yes,
man, and no disrespect to anybody on the project, man, but again, like,
no,
it just hits different. Let's be clear,
it hits different, man, and it brings out something different in him, and that's what makes a producer and an MC really shine. And that's what we've been seeing a lot, is these single producers and single and solo rappers making these projects together instead of having like 25 different producers on a project, man. It just it works because you get that chemistry, right, and it all just blends together, man. It's tight. Yeah. It's in there. BBOP, I didn't mean to cut you off though, bro. Go ahead.
No. The people needed to hear that, and Cartoon needed to hear that too. So, you know,
that was
much needed though. I was just gonna ask, have you finally had the opportunity to work directly with Lloyd Banks? Because it's my understanding, you know, in the beginning, it was just more of sending beats via email or on the internet. So have you had the chance to interact with him in the studio? If so, what was that like? And if not, what was the experience like just in general outside of having the opportunity to have that mano-a-mano opportunity to work together?
Nah, with him, honestly, we 20 in a lot, well, just me period, we 20 songs in and still haven't been in the studio, you know? But the thing is, like, he's like, I work with other artists too. He's very like visual. He already has everything like kind of planned out how he wants it, whether it's like the albums, the concept, the sound that he's looking for. So like when he is like going through beats, he'll already like, he'll hear for a second and know like, okay, that fits, you know? So there's like, he's never like really sent me like back a beat and was like, could you add this or take this out? It's either he knew right away he was going to use it and it fit, or it didn't. So, you know, at some point I definitely would like to, because I mean, to give people like an idea of, you know, what we could possibly create if we was in the same room while I'm creating, I think that could end up maybe even being better than the stuff that we're doing now. But also, if it's not broken, you know,
don't fix it. Yeah.
There you go.
I said 20 songs in.
What was the standout aspect of Halloween Havoc 4 to you in the process of helping him create that project? What stood out to you, or what was your favorite moment about Halloween Havoc 4?
Well, his process, I mean, he's not lying. When he tells you he did the project in like a few days, like recording, he finished writes, like he'll text me, yeah, just finished writing to that like 10 minutes after I sent the beat. And that's in some cases three verses. And y'all hear how intricate his verses are.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that he's able to put like that much into like these verses and the punchlines and the songs in such a short amount of time. So for Halloween Havoc, for me, the moment was the beat for Take Me Under. Like once he chose that, I already knew what was gonna happen with that. I already knew, and I was just like, yes, he took the beat.
He took the beat, and it took folks under. Basically,
yeah, mm-hmm.
gotcha.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing too, Cartoon. Like Lloyd is Lloyd, you know what I'm saying? But again, a lot of people just see that resurgence in his just passion.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much, you know, understand a piece of that man comes from your production, man. Because again, the soundscape that you said, I think somebody said that in the chat too, man, somewhere. They said the soundscape that you do, Deuce, salute to Deuce in the building. Like that soundscape that you're doing, not only for Lloyd, but all the other cats you've been working with, man. You know, you have a crazy catalog. Who is somebody that you want to work with, or that you're currently working with, or you can kind of let us know who you're working with? Just something in the mix, or somebody that you need to reach out to, or you want to reach out to, man. Because again, I see, man, you guys have a sound. You know what I'm saying? You have a sound, of course. I see Hans doing the thing too. You know what I'm saying? You guys have different styles, but they mesh well together. But I see like a lot of cats taking your swag, man. Even on the West Coast, I can see Larry June on some of your stuff. Cause again, a lot of cats, like you're saying, want the boom bap. But I think Amber said it in the chat that you do like a, you make boom bap, but you make it modern. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's some other artists, man, that you're trying to work with, man, are currently they, or you can talk about?
Oh man, obviously, well, if not obvious, like Nas is one of my hip hop heroes.
Come on, let's go.
I would love to, you know, to get some tracks with him, you know, like the J. Cole's, just a lot of the other like lyricists, even people like Joyner Lucas, I would love to like, you know, do like what I call like a soundscape for like one of his, you know, like one of his tracks, because obviously he puts out a lot of lyrical and heartfelt tracks and things like that, but. Yeah, I got a long list. There's a lot of legends. I want to work with people like, I know you're gonna talk about Jeezy. Yep. He's somebody I want to work with. But
I can hear Jeezy on your Jones too, man. Paul.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For me, it's always kind of been about more than just, you know, trying to make like a ton of money from it, which, you know, obviously I hope to do. But I want to work with a lot of like the legends that I grew up, you know, listening to. You know, like the Ludacris and things like that. Like, you know, those are things that like mean something to me just because like they're who I grew up, you know, listening to. And even back, you know, some of the earlier legends than that, the Redmans, the Rakims, you know, like I want to be one of those producers that was able to find my way through the entire timeline of hip hop up to where it's current with me, because I don't think there's anybody that's done that, you know?
Speaking of you and the likes of like a Hit Boy keeping hip hop still grounded in its foundation yet still modern, I've heard Lloyd Banks on an interview call you kind of like the Hit Boy to his style, so to speak, and I definitely understand such a comparison to that chemistry of Lloyd's rap style over your production. Again, similar to Nas over Hit's production, especially since you make, since your beats meshes extremely well with Lloyd Banks' rap style.
Right.
Even though Banks invited a few other dope producers to come out and play on the beats / production for Inevitable Trilogy and this recent Halloween Havoc 4 Cartoon Beats, do you foresee yourself solely producing for a Lloyd Banks album in that one rapper, one producer fashion?
I'd like to. We definitely spoke about it. So, you know, could be in the future, but it's definitely something that we've talked about it again in the last 3 years. We got 20 songs. You know, I mean, I did half of Cody 3, half of Cody 2. I did 3 on Cody 1, 3 on Halloween Havoc. So we have it's not really a question of like if you know, it's just would it make sense for like one of his visions or a project. But yeah, I like, I'm definitely looking forward to that, because then I can go through a full, you know, soundscape of like intro tracks to like, you know, some of like the filler more intricate, some of the a club track, and then a more grimy track, and have it all cohesively go through. So definitely looking forward to doing that. But it definitely could happen. I'm not gonna say it's not gonna happen.
There you go.
This is the thing too, man. We're gonna get this interview to Nas. If you get a placement, we need 10%. You know what I'm saying? So just so you know, we wanted the 10. We're gonna be like, hey man, remember that, hey, that's a great placement, man. Remember we said we're gonna get a placement. The other thing too, man, with you being in the industry, working with everybody, man, East Coast, South, West, where do you see the industry going, man? Cause again, the industry is kind of in a turmoil right now. We're seeing cats like Rock Marciano's, RJ Payne's, Vic Spencer's of the world, Paul Wall and these cats, man. Everybody's going independent. So now they're doing what BBOP said. I want one producer or three producers going in, sending me beats. I'm eating them, putting them out, and we touring. You know what I'm saying? Where do you see the industry going? Do you see like labels taking over again, or do you see everybody just going independent? And then they'll try to control it on the other side of the game, which is the publishing.
I think it's definitely leaning and pushing towards independent, because in this day and age, there's so many, all the tools that a label used to provide and they still kind of provide, they're now available to independent artists. And if you have your own money or you figure out how to use it, it's just like, you know, why sign to a label to do X, Y, and Z when I have the resources to do that myself, and I don't have to give them such a, you know, a high percentage. That's why a lot of people, you know, they're doing little like distro deals here and there. And it's kind of, is, you know, once you have that power, you're able to kind of put the label on their heels, where you're just like, listen, if you want to do a deal, period, this is what I'm presenting to you. If you don't want to do that, then, you know, you don't really need it. So
you have more bargaining chips.
Right.
Because again, like Lloyd Banks was basically pubbing this project with, hey, this is 100% independent. You know what I'm saying? Right. Let's rack up the numbers. So we was telling everybody, hey man, go stream the album, go really cop the album, and really go get the merch too. Because again, like, we want to make sure that cats are eating off this, because we want another one. You know what I'm saying? And so we always talk about our people supporting independent music. Because again, this comes from, like you said, the streets. This comes from pain growing up, man, and now we put it on tracks, man, and getting this money. So to me, do you think that scares labels to the point where they're gonna start maybe trying to block certain situations? You know, I gotta put a koofy on real quick, you know what I'm saying?
it's gonna
block some stuff, man?
It's possible but I think it's happening so rapidly that they're not gonna be able to keep up with everything. They'll have their bargaining chip, which is a major advance that they throw at you, and some of the avenues and connections and things like that. But there's so many independent artists that are now able to blow up so quickly because of like social media, and build up these core fan bases, that, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, it's kind of hard for them to have as much leverage as they used to have before. It was like, if you wasn't on a label, you couldn't really do anything.
No.
Now it's like you don't have to be attached to a huge label to be a worldwide figure, you know. It's
more and Deuce is saying the same thing. Like, the reason why we got Cody 2 and 3 so quickly is because he wasn't on a label, so you don't have to wait for somebody to get the budget. No, right. I don't think we would have got the Nas run if he was on a label. You know what I'm saying? Because you would have had to wait for budgets to open up and all this other crap. Right. I agree with everything you said, and also D-Von is asking you in the chat, What is one of your favorite produced or influenced albums?
I always go back to Get Rich or Die Trying. I think that's one of the, hip hop wise, that's like, has to be one of the best put together albums, like, period, of all time. There's no track, like, every track at that time, and it pretty much almost did, could stand as like a single.
Fact.
So whenever I get asked that question, I think of that album, because there's really no song that you just kind of skip.
Gotcha. And just real quick, Mike Knight, even though I said it, Mike Knight want to know where you from, you know what I mean?
I'm originally from Harlem. I lived there for like 12 years, then I moved down south. I lived in Central Florida for a little bit, Kissimmee, Orlando area. I bounced around. Mm-hmm. I lived in Pennsylvania for a little bit too. I played a little bit of junior college ball there, and then ended up back in New York on Long Island. That's where I'm at now.
My last question, real quick though: who got the best jumper, you or your brother? Let's go. Let's put it out there, man. Let's put it on wax real quick.
He would say him, and I would say me, but.
I'm gonna go with myself on that. We're gonna send this to him too.
Speaking of that, Iceberg, most folks don't know Cartoon, but you're a twin.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
So not only did you and your brother both play ball, but you and your brother both make beats. Your brother was it 800
Hertz? 800
Hertz. Yeah.
800 Hertz. He's different. Like, he's like my, competition that I really look at, because what he's doing right now is all behind the scenes, but it's special. He's been able to reach like those big industry machine artists that you got to be in the room, next to the room to get to. And he's been like, sending them beats, like, you know, people like Roddy Ricch, Sway Lee. And you already know, like, you know, with those, like, those level of placements, you know, there's always 100 channels they got to go through before it's clear to get out there. But he's definitely, he'll in the next, you know, few months, 6 months, he's going to end up with one of them home run placements, and, you know, we'll be able to coordinate and, you know, switch up clientele, like, yo, send me something for Banks, I'll send something for this person, and, you know.
Yeah. So this thing, every artist probably watching is going to be like, hey, man, I'm about to DM them. Are y'all signing artists? Are y'all just basically just play? Cause you know, the DM going to go crazy. Hey, man, you know, I be rapping, man, me and my cousin.
It's like that now, but.
But are you looking for artists or not right now?
Right now, I'm not looking to take on artists, but I'm always listening for, like, new artists. Like, there's a couple of artists that I work with now that are, like, kind of, like, up and coming and, like, you know, have platforms. Like, one of them is, like, Ray Emanuel, for example. He was, like, a young kid that blew up on, like, a lot of social media. It was on Good Morning America, and he's, like, 18 now, but he's, like, the second coming of, like, J. Cole. He's insane as a rapper, and to only be like 18 years old, but he's somebody I've been working with for the last, you know, 3.5 years. So, you know, also, you know, in unison with, you know, trying to, like, you know, send to, like, some of the bigger artists, I'm always looking for other artists that, you know, are talented and, you know, I feel like, you know, I could build with and you know, maybe potentially turn them into, you know, the star that they're looking to be in. So that's always, you know, that's always something I'm looking to do.
What's on deck for you though, Cartoons, for the rest of 2023? What you got on deck, man? Any projects? You know what I'm saying? I think Iceberg said, you know, if you got something in the hopper, you know, we'd love to be the first to break it. But nah, man, but, you know, just curious, man. Like, what's next for you though?
Oh man, all I'm gonna say is the year's not over yet, especially not for me. I've been sending to a lot of people. I've been sent, like, people like Smoke Dizza, Red Cafe, Styles P.
So Harlem, another Harlem cat.
Yeah, Smoke. I'm always, if I'm not making beats, I'm, you know, networking, putting my name out there, sending out stuff like that. So, you know, I definitely got some more stuff on the way before the year.
Can you talk about the importance of networking? Because earlier in the show, you had mentioned how you got on, you know, from your beat, you know, from the beginnings of producing in the game to really just your first placement and so forth. Can you talk to folks out there, whether they are producers in the chat or whoever's listening afterwards, or maybe they're just doing something else toward their goals, dreams, and ambitions? Can you talk about the importance and summarize all that goes to the just networking as a whole?
Yeah, networking is important, and that is, especially as a producer, that is literally your whole career. So you can't, you got to be able to find ways to utilize all the tools that you do have when you're starting out, because everybody starts out as an independent artist. So you got to utilize your Twitter, your Instagram, whatever you have. And then you also, which I've been doing a lot more of the last few years, is you got to get out there in person too, because it's different. You know, you DM like one of these artists, they're getting 1,000 DMs a day. It's different if you run into them, you know, you get to meet them face to face or even be around them. So you just, my best advice is give yourself every opportunity that you can. You know, I've like, you know, I've gone to shows and things like that in the past where I wasn't really sure if I would get in because of how hectic it was, and I didn't have the relationship with the artist yet to building up to be able to text the artist like, yo, just send somebody to get you like a little backstage band and stuff like that. So all of that stuff is important, and you want to meet people in person, exchange emails, phone numbers. So while I have gotten a lot of success from utilizing social media, you don't want that to be your only tool, because, you know, if that goes, essentially you go, you know? So that's my best advice.
Kiss some babies, shake some hands and all that. Last, like I said, last question, man, for people that are just getting in, hey man, we got Cartoon Beats in here, man. In the same week that he just dropped the craziest, like, album out right now, man. I'm calling out, man. We call mixtape. The Halloween Havoc 4, Lloyd Banks, man. This reasserted, man. Lloyd came out. This is the thing, man. I think your production, man, is that Lazarus Pit, man, with that Rajah Ghoul. Lloyd just came back. You know what I'm saying? And it's just been going crazy, man. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, again, for people just coming in, what tracks did you do on the Halloween Havoc 4?
I did No Opinions, You Shouldn't Be Here, and Take Me Under.
Take me under.
Check out those joints. Again, any other thing for 2024, man? Like, what's something that you really want to work on, extend, especially with your brother, too? You know what I'm saying? What's something that you really just manifest and working on?
Just a few more, like, other major placements. And honestly, I just want to continue to build my resume, and I've like I set goals for myself. I wanted to have more releases this year than last year, and I did, and the year's not over. So 2024, I just want to be on more albums, you know, just get my production out there more, and, you know, just keep going up the ladder as long as you're going up.
We definitely gonna send this to Busta Rhymes, because
we need to hear Busta on that cartoon.
I actually sent Busta's manager some stuff.
Okay. I sent him. I said, man, a lot of cats in the main, I think we talked about this online, man. A lot of the mainstream artists, man, are trying to do what they used to do, and it's like, man, feed the streets, you know what I'm saying? Because again, the radio's not really playing too much stuff, and the industry, like I said, is changing, but man, the fans are always going to be there, man, for real MC, especially the OG, a legacy artist, man. So again, we appreciate everything you're doing, man. We have to salute you and give you your flowers tonight, man. We don't want to keep you up too late.
Cartoon Beats.
But again, man, much love. Everybody put Cartoon Beats in the chat. Everybody go follow him on social media again. Please stream and go purchase the Lloyd Banks Halloween Havoc 4. Again, man, we appreciate you so much, man. And we got to get you back soon when the next album drops, man. The next project. We
got
to get back going. You definitely a family over here now.
Definitely appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me. And, you know, anytime, man, just hit me.
Hey, man. Appreciate you, man. Again, Cartoon. Salute, man. Peace.
Good night, the fans love you too, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Peace.
Appreciate you.
Peace.
Hey, man. Cartoon Beats.
Come on, y'all.
Come on, man. Like I said,
he killed some joints on that album, too, man.
He really did.
Hey, man, this is the thing, man. It's almost like, remember when Fab dropped everything on the Christmas joints? You know what I'm saying? He used to do the There Is No Competition joints. Oh, I think Lloyd is basically taking over the Halloween joints with the Havoc series, man. So it's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, again, salute to Cartoon Beats coming through, man, holding it down, man. Just coming and rocking with us, man. Salute to him. But, you know, like I said, man, we got to talk about – we had a real one in here. And we're gonna talk about real quick the Halloween Havoc 4. But, I mean – we couldn't do a show without a Halloween show without getting in the hot tub. Thank you. hey, call the cops on this dude, man. Real talk, man. Like, Diddy over here wilding, son. You know what I'm saying? First of all, let's be clear. If y'all don't remember last Halloween, he dressed up like the Joker, but he was like a sus Joker.
Special mates. Everybody's so serious, but we're about to go to Club Love. Club Love! If you can't dance, or you can't bob, you gotta stay at home. You know the Joker don't play that, baby!
I ain't never heard the Joker say, baby! Like, get at her. Then he almost DV harassed Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler, the Creator. Tyler, you are my favorite rapper in the world. You look beautiful. Beautiful.
He almost got beat up, too.
Yeah, he looked like B.O.P. in the car, too.
Stop. Get out of the car.
Tyler said, I'm not trying to get out of the car.
Tyler, the Creator.
Straight sus, by the way. But long story short, man, so he said Warner Brothers reportedly banned him. First of all, like, what do you have to do for Warner Brothers to send you a cease and desist letter to not be their character, doc?
Dang.
Like, you straight sus, man. Hold on, oh, hold on. Right. Let me play the theme music.
Delivered.
Of course he came out with the new joint. You know what I'm saying? This is him this year coming out as Batman. So now he's trolling them. Okay, I can't be Joker. I'll be Black Man. First of all, like, it looked like Kanye a little bit. Hold up.
He do though, looking horrible.
Where's your dad, kids? I want to talk to him. Where's your dad?
Tell him to meet me in my pool.
Where's your dad? What is going on? Hey, man, come on, man. Now, this is the thing, man. Real talk, man. Halloween's supposed to be for the kids. When did Halloween start being I didn't even see this, by the way. Why is he with a kid? You trying to send him to flavor camp? We ain't trying to get demonetized. What's y'all thoughts, man, on Warner Brothers having to tell Diddy to not basically be the Joker? Don't be any of our characters.
Because he was doing too much, bro.
Come on, man.
He was doing the most. Like, he was harassing people with the Heath Ledger joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be doing that, man. You on the street. Because who was homie that almost busted his ass? What was it? That was old boy off of Power, right?
Yeah, when he was in the Joker. They almost beat him up.
He was really about to beat him down because he was out there doing something.
Do you think he knew he was Diddy or he just thought he was somebody out the streets, though?
Nah, he knew he was Diddy.
Yep.
He was talking reckless, man. And I don't know what type of drugs that he was on, man, when he was in character, but it's like, yeah, I would have sent him that letter too, man.
Diddy Keaton, now that Michael Keaton.
All right, Diddy Keaton.
You want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
Let's get freaky, right, man. Let's get freaky.
You want to go to the hot tub?
Right, right.
Come on, let's flavor
bust nuts.
Camp.
I mean, let's get nuts. I mean, stop.
And this is the thing, man. First of all, let's be clear. We went from a new Harlem legend in Cartoon Beats to an OG Harlem legend. That's getting cease and desist letters at the age of 50-something? Halloween's for the kids.
Bad look.
Come on, man. Matt, oh, first of all, salute to Matt, man. We've been missing you, Matt. Salute, man. That's right. Our brother.
Wagwan, man.
Wagwan. Right, right. You know what I'm saying? We've missed you.
Yeah, he laughing. You want to bust? I mean, you want to get nuts? Come on.
We was about to put an APB out on you, cuz. Salute to you, man. You know, we glad you in the building, man. You family, cuz.
Right. Yeah, let's get nuts.
Right, right.
Pause.
Right, right.
Again, we not knocking. Salute to all our different lifestyle alternative brothers and sisters, man. We ain't knocking the situation. We knocking the susness, man, of Diddy, man.
Sus Club Love.
Oh my. If you sus, just come out. He did it too good. Look at that.
Everybody's so serious, but we're about to go to Club Love. Club Love. If you can't dance, or you can't bob, you gotta stay at home. You know the Joker don't play that, baby.
Sound like Kawhi Leonard.
Dwight Howard, get your boy.
Oh, what it do, baby?
Baby. Right. D.H. Bussy, Dwight Howard, get your boy.
Oh, man, come on. But long story short, man, Diddy, let the kids have Halloween. Just give them candy, pause, or have your assistant get the candy. Let them do their thing, man. Lee is saying, yeah, 2-bit. 2-bit was ready to get busy, dog. Yeah, 2-bit, yeah.
Was he ready to get busy? Or did you mean to say busy or bussy?
No, that dude was about to fight cat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about that cat? Okay, that cat. Yeah. So, I thought you meant Diddy. My bad.
Hey, man, salute to my cousin Marcos, man. You know what I'm saying? He's saying Diddy on Dream Champs with J.D.
Oh, that
we
was...
We want a party.
Yeah. Man, wait. He was doing too much, Marcos, man.
He said, man, Fab said, we already partied. He said, not like that, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Man, come on. S.Y.'s in the building. Salute, man.
S.Y.
Hey, mm-hmm. man, you know what I'm saying? Salute. He came through on the Twitter Space joint.
Sure
if you
did.
Heard that, go check it out. He was going heavy in the paint on that, man. Salute to Miss LB, too. That was a
Miss LB, yep.
Miss Gritty. Lee saying Diddy was doing the most, man. But the moist. I'm going to say, though, he was doing the moist. Right. But most is he nailed, he Ledger Joker.
Not according to, I don't know. Not according to Warner Brothers.
The
I don't
sus
know.
One. Fab still be partying with it. Yeah, we saw. Going here. First of all, salute to Soulmatic saying Fab dropped his head when Puff rolled up. Because he knew it was going to be something sus. Mm-hmm. I ain't partying with you. Mike Knight said, Diddy asked Fab how come he didn't party. We ain't party lately, man. Bebo, man, like, what's your final thoughts, man, just on the Diddy Halloween? Because, again, he did the Joker joint. Now you're doing the Black Batman joint. And then talking to a kid in the joint? Like, you talking, like, come on, man. What's your thoughts on this, Bebo?
Don't be surprised if Sus Diddy gets another cease and desist for dressing up as Christopher Nolan's Batman as well. Christian Bale's Batman.
And The Dark Knight is my favorite movie, too.
It is. And, you know, this right here, it just does nothing but taint. It's an attempt to taint the legacy of the movie and the characters as well. So, you know, with him, like, really going way above and beyond with the likeness of
the fishy guy.
Yeah, this it's not a good look. So Joker wasn't a good look for Diddy, Sus Diddy, and neither is this Batman situation. Yeah. So Devon said Diddy and Madonna pushed back the party age.
Yeah, man. Like I said, this is doing too much, man. Touch is saying they doing too much, man. Can't
expose you. Yes, I'm saying he's just doing the most. He out there on the streets.
Come on, man.
Harassing people, man.
You know, yeah, like, that's another thing.
Mike going hard to pay. He said he popping him Pill Cosby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's Pill Cosby.
Man. Not that pill with that slam dunk with the pill. You know what I'm saying?
Philly Wood.
Hey, what's over there?
Right.
Right.
You ain't party with me, Fab.
Yeah, he's up on there, dog.
Gosh.
Russell Pilsen. Get out of here.
Hey, salute to Russell for beating the Chiefs, though, too, by the way, man. Salute to him. White
and Waffle House
cookie, Doc. Yeah, White Funny.
He ain't beating the Chiefs, but
he was able to beat the Chiefs. Real talk. We talked to Cartoon Beats. First of all, we the only platform, man. Come on, that had Cartoon Beats on, man. You can talk about the Halloween Havoc 4, but we got the Castle Maiden on it. So, what you guys' thoughts, man, just on the resurgence of Lloyd? real quick. And everybody in the chat, too, you know what I'm saying? Marco's saying that people going hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? But what you guys in the chat, man? Pill Bixby. Pill Bixby. What's up, Mike? You got me messing up. You grew up on it, Cube.
Man.
Go get your sister.
That Pill Collins was good.
Remember that you grew up on it.
One more time.
That Pilly Ocean.
Pilly Ocean.
Stop. Stop.
I told that girl my name Pill Bixby. She still hit me.
So much Phillip Banks. Let's go.
Man, yeah. Anybody about Carisha too, man, trying to get the little bull, man. Guy. What you guys' thoughts, man, on just Lloyd's resurgence? Connecting with younger cats, man, like the Hans, like Cartoon Beats, man, and just dropping a lot of albums on his own, doing it in his own little, you know, like I said, Cartoon said, hey, man, I've been sending, we 20 songs deep. I just be sending them beats, he knocks them out, we good. It ain't broke, don't fix it. What's your guys' thoughts on his resurgence without 50 Cent? Because, again, most cats, like, are under somebody, don't come back strong like this with the bars and then have a really great solo career in their later years, you know, 40s, 50s. What's your guys' thoughts on Lloyd Banks, but also just the Halloween Havoc 4 and just the series in general, if you haven't got to peep it all the way through? Again, it just came out yesterday.
Well, I mean, this is the beauty of Banks coming out when he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, he became an artist at, like, the perfect time. So even when things started to slow down for him, the game has started to evolve, started to become more independent.
Right. It's different.
Way more producers than what we had back then. So not only can Lloyd really have his that Pilly D. Williams
coming in, man, with that Pilly D. Williams.
Pilly D. Williams.
What, drinking that Colt 69?
Yeah, the Colt 45 works all the time, and then dropped a Pilly in the joint.
And dropped Pilly.
First of all, it's not DV month anymore, so we can talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Salute to North Carolina man Hudson up in here, man. That's our brother, man. Salute.
That threw me out. Salute.
Salute.
Yeah, man.
But nah, man. I mean, but, you know, Lloyd is now able to have his pick of the litter when it comes to dope producers, because there's so many dope producers. And when you find some hungry cats like Cartoon Beats, man, who's just feeding you, I bet Cartoon Beats sent him a pack of probably 300, 400 beats that he can just sift through. You didn't get that back in the day, man. No, I mean,
that's a high clip, you know what I'm saying?
You was forced to rock on, you know what I'm saying, some stuff that 50 was picking, you know what I'm saying? So really, this new era of hip hop is catered to a cat like Banks, man, and the way Banks be, the way he bars out, man. This is he really is in his element now, and you know, to me, timing is everything, man. Timing, because he became a well-known rapper, so you got a well-known rapper working with hungry producers. That's a win on both sides, man.
He got the work ethic going too. Like he wants to be successful, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to tip your hat to Lloyd. Bebo, what you thinking about just Lloyd Banks' resurgence? you compare that Pilly Banks. He ain't one and a two. Don't look in your
He made some bread off that Tybo, though.
Come on. Yeah.
He did.
Big for years. But again, like I said, you can almost say Lloyd Banks is having a baby.
And all y'all's mamas doing Tybo.
You tie bow.
Everybody
hole.
Got tie bow tape in the crease.
Man, come on, man. But again, like I said, Lloyd Banks' is resurgence is almost kind of like shadowing a Nas situation, you know what I'm saying? Doing his own thing, going out, doing the music when he wants to. We see that with Vic Spencer. We see that with Rock, Larry Jones. Mm-hmm. B-O-P, what's your thoughts on Lloyd Banks' new lane, you know what I'm saying? And also this just the Halloween Havoc 4. Just on the swag and just on the series, continuing that series, just like RJ Payne.
Yeah, Pilliam Shatner, go ahead. People.
That Peel Lambeer, Doc.
Oh, man.
No, but ever since Lloyd Banks reinvigorated himself in the rap game with his Course of the Inevitable trilogy albums, it seems as if he's been constantly improving upon himself without getting out of the pocket of what's been sonically working for him over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And I definitely believe that Halloween Havoc 4 harnesses really similar vibes from that trilogy, in that there's no skips on this newly released project. He's coming with the same level of energy that's, you know, high level quality and grittiness that we all love to hear. However, with the return of the bulk of COTI3's producers with the same gritty life experiences and a few metaphors have been returned here and there from the Punchline King, contrast to where he wasn't really doing the punchlines on the aforementioned trilogy. I mean, he said things like, my daughter's bride is Sam Sosa on Familiar Scars. He said, good with all colors, all they know is shoot, pass, and steal like the Ball Brothers on that Clubbing in Chaos. You know, so he didn't really just bring it back in a groundswell, but he threw sprinkles here and there of, hey, look, I'm ushering this, you know, these punchlines back in to the formulas that's already been working. So Halloween Havoc 4 is indeed one of the best albums to drop, I think, in 2023, as well as Blue Hefner's best album that's on par with his last three at the same time. And by the way, Vital snapped on there too. Feature.
Another Harlem cat.
This is the thing, man. Do you think the Cody series is almost more like mainstream, and this is more like you think this is one of his best projects that he's released in this part of his career as far as solo is concerned?
I think COTI worked so well that he brought that formula onto Halloween Havoc, and great, he's constantly improving. Like I said, with like things like the punchlines, you know, slightly different producers here and there and so forth. So I think he brought that same formula over, and you're hearing again that same grittiness, the quality of grittiness, the same thing that's been working over the last few years for Lloyd Banks. And real quick too, I noticed before you go in, Jay Camp, on Consequences, something caught my ear. Lloyd Banks said, told you before, I won't be stopping, no broken records allowed, so I'll beat you every quarter, now hoping I made you proud. So far he's been dropping roughly an estimated every quarter or so, every few months or so, from his last, at least, course of the Inevitable 3. So we just hope that same trajectory continues every few months or so.
Well, and it's the thing too, man, like Mike Knight saying, man, again, we forget about the people in the background, man. Salute to the engineers.
The
man.
Engineers is making it sound beautiful.
Salute to them, man. Again,
yeah,
this project sounds good. It's not like when you hear mixtape, be like, oh man, I'm gonna hear some stuff that was made in a back room or something, like in the closet.
Oh yeah. Jason Bombay 3000.
High quality, you know what I'm saying?
Jason Bombay, baby.
So again, salute to Mike Knight on that, man. The engineer did a crazy job on the Halloween Havoc 4, man. It's real
Jason Bombay 3000.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What's the last thoughts on Banks, man? Do you see more artists doing what Banks is doing, man? Getting away from the mainstream monster, dropping albums when you want to, going straight digital, and then also doing your merch and your vinyl.
Yeah, man, especially for artists who was really relevant, like early 2000s, you know, late 80s, even all the way up to the mid 2000s, man, like where they can really get back in the booth, man, and work with some of these young, inspiring producers and just bring that animal out. Because you're not going to get that from a Timbo no more. I mean, you're going to pay $3 million for a Timbo beat, and it's not going to give you what you need to really earn them stripes back. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what cats like Banks is doing, man. I mean, we've seen Nas did it. You know, Sean Price was doing it, you know, RIP. He's one of the first two that was really getting with underground producers. I mean, to me, it's the way to go. I want to see Method Man do that as well, man. Because because as much as he's been bodying on those type of beats, Bebop. He wasn't on the Jigsaw. He's rapped on the Cartoon Beats though.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it was the Bring the Pain joint.
Bring the Pain.
With RJ, yep.
And Method bodied that.
Ooh.
Hey, hey, real quick though. Salute to Amber in the house, man. Salute. You know what I'm saying? Hey, she's saying something dope though.
It's New York sound back though. I'm gonna do it in my Diddy Batman voice. Is it back though?
It's.
Go ahead, J Camp. You got that.
It's definitely coming back. Mm-hmm. It's not peak New York, but that sound is slowly but surely. Yep. It's coming back, and we have some elite producers to thank for that.
And you know, just to follow,
go ahead, B-Bo.
I was going to say to follow up with that, I think that's what the industry's scared of. That's why they're trying to throw a groundswell of just trash artists out here. Because they recognize the momentum of your Cartoon Beats, your Lloyd Banks, your fill in the blanks, you know, Rock Marciano's, Nas's, and fill in the blanks, because they don't want the return of the essence. And I'll end my plane there, Iceberg. You got it.
Mike Knight saying Nas and Griselda.
Nas and Griselda, yeah.
And we said that exact thing on this show before.
Yeah. Marco saying Griselda upstate. And 38 Special, let's be clear. And we forgot to even ask Cartoon about Shay Noir. He produced one for Shay Noir.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? But again, Marcos is right. That's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? The upstate dudes, you know what I'm saying? Buffalo Kids. And Nas, man. Come on, let's be clear. You know what I'm saying? So
they brought it back.
New York sounds, and I agree with both Amber and Deuce. What's that dude saying? It didn't go away. I think I think the high clip that what J Camp's saying, the high clip of it went away for a little bit, but the underground, I think it's like I forgot what somebody said the other day.
Different.
It's not underground, they almost overground. The Rock Marcianos of the world, the Larry Junes of the world. I'm not saying Larry June, but just that the Alchemist bring that sound back, Premier doing his thing. The sounds in there, man.
We're not at the point like the 90s where every album came out was pretty much fire. You know what I'm saying? You were guaranteed flame.
Let's be clear, man. Jarvin here, Rap Round Table, man. Give a stop the show when Jarvin come in, man. He's a celebrity in the space, man.
Salute
to Jarvin, the building, man. Hold it down. If you not watching Rap Round Table, off yourself and then come right back to life and then tune into the show. You know what I'm saying? Kill yourself and then come back and then watch Rap Round Table.
Nah, I
salute, man. The Lazarus Pit.
Amber Knight said right, because you know what comes with that. Consciousness. Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
That's a bar. That's a bar right there, Amber. She's going in.
Damn.
She went in on the YouTube chat. Now she's going in on the live chat.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And there was a bar that Lloyd Banks said about being the product or an extension of the golden era. So, you know, something like that. So he said that on somewhere on this album. So I think it ties into what we were just talking about.
Exactly. Well, and Jarvis saying it started with Griselda.
Yeah. Griselda, really.
Did.
Yeah.
It did.
You got to give them their salute and flowers, man.
That's why I will always give West Side Gunn his flowers, man.
Absolutely.
All that.
And isn't it crazy, though, man, that you got to say Griselda. If you're saying Griselda, you got to basically say that started with a West Side, you know, it started with West Side. Let's be clear. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Again, you know how we got to talk about Tyrone Hill the other day?
Man bad.
But again, we were talking about how Conway and Benny were supposed to be the standouts, and Westside dropped just as many great albums and projects and songs just as them. You know what I'm saying? We thought Westside was gonna be more of a RZA joint.
You try to compare Tyrone Hill to Conway, but you know that was the ultimate.
We too early to join, man. off the rails. Jarv saying the momentum is that fact. You know what I'm saying? I agree too. But So Max also saying Sean P. Salute to Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean P. Rock Marciano deserves the credit for keeping it alive before Griselda.
They
took
did.
Time to ran with it.
They did.
When they was working with Knife Wonder and
the Boot Camp Click.
What's that production team? Justice League. When they was working with Justice League.
Which Justice League is doing
Conway's next project.
Doing the Conway next project too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So. Again, salute around that, man. You know what I'm saying? But again, like I said,
she do, Lord, Deuce.
Armani season doesn't even Armani season too, right, you know what I'm saying? You're right.
Latoya, what's goody, man? What's going on? Everybody saying salute to Jarv, man. Salute to Jarv, man. Everybody put salute Jarv in the joint, man. And again, man, he's a celebrity in the space, let's be clear.
You already know.
Again,
cop that Halloween Havoc 4.
You got to. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear, man. You got to do it, man. The question is later on, man. We're going to talk about maybe this weekend or Monday. Will Benny deliver, though, too? We talked about that, too, man. We said, who's going to have a better album, Benny or Mustard Rhymes? You know, Musty Rhymes, you know what I'm saying? who's going to... This is the thing. If Musty Rhymes drops a dud this time, man, we got to pull him into the congregation, doc. You know what I'm saying? We got to pull him in the pulpit and dip him in there. You know what I'm saying? Because again, he had that one dynamite one.
He'll have another Chris Brown feature.
Yeah, that Coley Ray joint that was altered, but
said bring him back,
which is supposed to be the first single to Blockbuster.
Fact, which is in that Beach Ball joint.
Go ahead and poop on that. Yeah.
Come on, man. That Beach Ball was trash. Gritty coming in with the $5 holler, man. He's a Gritty show sponsor, man. Come on, man. I got
Gritty.
He's saying,
let me do it with the flex. My bad.
Salute to Gritty, man. Every time Gritty come in, we flex, man.
You already know.
Gritty said, what up, fellas? I appreciate the invite to talk on the spaces the other night. Keep pushing the envelope in the spaces. Need more of those spaces. It's dope. Yeah, we're going to do those once a week, man, just so you guys can talk, man, and get it in, man.
Yep.
Again, like I said, Mike Nice saying Benny the Butcher dropped their own classic with Hit Boy, though, Burden of Proof.
Oh, that Burden of Proof was tough.
It was tough.
Man.
But again, like I said, man.
Messy Bird, Leah. Messy Bird.
Right. It must be rhymes, right?
Must be rhymes. Straight cheeks. Straight butt cheeks. This thing, if he does, man, this thing. And this thing, Cartoon B said he said
we never been busted on Bebo.
No, we're going to get him on. We're going to get what's dude he be with all the time, man? Split Star. We're going to get Split Star on, man. We're going to talk Spliff, man. Spliff had a banger. That little party.
Oh, yeah. That's a dope
banger
joint.
Let's be clear.
Little adult contemporary joint.
Yeah,
that was dope,
man.
But anyway, he said Amber speaking facts tonight.
Go ahead. Amber's going in.
Amber, man, going in.
Amber's going in.
Hey, but this is the thing, man. Speaking of OGs, man, and all that. We gotta talk about Bebo P's favorite rapper, man. Every lyric, man, makes him cry. We talking about Young Jeezy, My Fault Jeezy.
It's just a holiday.
This is the thing. Jeezy, man, first was
signed
to Bad Boy.
Was you saying Iceberg? Who's favorite after?
Oh, Bebo P's favorite MC and lyricist.
Definitely Bebo P's favorite lyricist.
Favorite lyricist,
and y'all heard who sung a couple bars just now. Okay.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, because we heard it from you.
I ain't mad at Jeezy.
We heard you singing that in the background for
me. Amen.
But the whole thing, man, is salute. Hey, man, like again, if you guys didn't check out the Twitter Space, man, that we did on Monday? Monday night? Yeah, it was Monday night. Go check out that the little Twitter Space that we did, man. We just had a good conversation, man. Good talk, man. We're going to do those once a week, man. Just kind of keep moving. Jeezy and that Justice League, dudes. Mm-hmm. He's coming right back. He's coming out with a double album, but he's also, get out of here. He's out of here on the Def Jam joint. Exit the Def Jam with not LL Cool J to Exit 13. Butt Cheeks 2, that album. Mm-mm. But,
No.
Let me lick my lips 13 times. Get your ass out of here.
Iceberg over his sound like Musty Rhymes. That should be your MC name.
But again, like I said, Musty Rhymes, been thugging. Jim Duggan, but
stop.
Jeezy's basically, this is his last album on, or this no more albums of Def Jam. He's coming out with a double album that's gonna be independent. He said, "Get that wife out of here." Hey, prenup. We want prenup. Yeah, get that prenup
silly,
on Jenny Mai. Get your ass out of here, Kenisi Wife.
Stop.
Get out of here. He said, "I'm dropping a book. Oh, hold up! I'm dropping a book, and I'm dropping a double album. Cause you're not gonna get any of this money.
You would never Chun Li. You would never Chun Li her, bro.
This dude was in
with the
BMF.
Speed kick jammer.
I was in BMF. You think I'm gonna let you dog me out like I'm Bobby Brown? You wanna dog me out? Come on, man.
No." Messy Bird is going in.
So, long story short, man, what do you think about him leaving Jeopardy? And we just talked about this with Cartoon Beats. Leaving to go independent. He's got his merch. He's got his name. He's good to go. He can still drop records. My question is, what do you think about a 29, because we know it's streaming, 29 double album? And hold on, let me play it for some of for y'all real quick. He's trying to go Nas with the little kitty picture. Let me play this real quick. Fair use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he didn't try to give us a
shit ain't for the week. Grab a scuba gear, cause this shit get deep. Yeah, can't swim, nigga, you're bound to drizzle. You're lucky even at the table, nigga.
That beat is crazy, though.
It is.
Niggas ain't got shit to show for.
Fair use.
You ain't got it, nigga, go ask your hoe for it. Can't look me in the eye. Niggas spin the key. Just be honest with yourself. You still envy me. Cry me a river.
Hey, man.
That's a
DZ. Hey man, can you be 50 years old still thugging on the lyrics? I guess that's the answer, cause that's slamming. What's your thoughts, man, on Jeezy leaving Def Jam, going independent, dropping a double album? I think this Friday, and told Jenny Mai, get out of here. I'm getting all the bread. JK, what you think in the chat? What y'all thinking, man?
You know, it's one of them get out the deal albums. You know, probably what, like two albums in one. BOP got 30.
Well, no. He's out the deal. This album is straight him. Both of these albums are independent, supposedly. This is all him. So he's out the deal.
He didn't
re-sign, basically. He just took the music and was like, I'm independent.
I thought this was the last album on the deal. Okay. I mean, either way, man, I mean, salute to Jeezy, man, for getting out. You know, I know that's something he's talked about.
Hey, man, he got out of Def Jam and the divorce.
Starting brand new, B-Bo-P. Yep. But I mean, I know that's something that he's talked about, though, for a minute, is getting out of that situation. Not his marriage, but getting out of that deal situation. So for him to be able to spin up his own thing, man, and get back to, you know what I'm saying, that snowman talk. You know, I think that's what I want to hear. So hopefully, man, it's going to be good. I mean, I like what I've heard, the little snippet, the little clip. So, you know, so far, so good. But we'll see, though, because, you know, sometimes we'll get that snippet and it might be cheeks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's got a lot of joints on here, too. That's the thing. Yeah. It's a lot of joints, man. I don't know if I really want to hear 30 joints of Jeezy.
Well, and this is the thing. Salute to Soulmatic, man. I don't need that game. He's saying it's all good. The Illmatic cover was based off a Child Is Born cover from 1974 to a jazz album probably that his dad owned. Thank you, Soulmatic, for dropping some jewels, man. You always dropping the jewels.
Biggie's
man.
Ready to Die. Ready to Die album.
Yeah.
His first album was a kid on there, had a kid on there.
Ted said 2 hours of nursery rhymes.
Yeah, man. Like
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'ma hit Joe Mama right in her knee. People, what you Stop think it. About Jeezy? Is it gonna Stop be nursery rhyme? Is it gonna be straight?
30 is too many, Bebo P. 30
is it gonna
many.
Be? Is it gonna be baby or is it gonna be that hitter though? You know what I'm saying?
It's probably have some bangers, but 30 is too many. Go ahead, Bebo P.
Now I just think when Jeezy drops his I Might Forgive But I Don't Forget double album, I think he just really needs to capture that same energy, if not similar to what J Camp was alluding to, his he needs to capture that same thug motivation series energy, you know, that helped to launch pad his career.
Well, Bebo, can you do that at 50 though? Can you do that at 50, Bebo?
Apparently so. Yeah, I mean we don't ask that question when it comes to the locks though, you know, or folks of that ilk. So I think it's fair to say that Jeezy is more than capable of doing so at 46 or however. I think he's 46. But, I mean, you know, come to think of it, with the snippet that Iceberg just played a couple minutes ago or so, along with that Snowfall mixtape, if y'all remember that he had with DJ Drama, I mean, he's going to have some bangers on there, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Now, I will agree with J Camp in terms of a whole, like, a double album with a style that's very unique, such as Jeezy's. I don't know about that one, but it could be too much. But you guys let us know. I mean, what do you guys think?
That rarely works, BBOP. 30 tracks for a lot of artists. That rarely.
It's too much, especially for somebody that ain't got the bars like that, man. Salute the dudes, man.
Yeah, so, nowadays where people's attention span is limited, like I said, yeah.
Well, and Chris Mike is saying, he'll need that thug energy in divorce court.
Stop. Y'all are wild out here.
Let me play this. Let me play this for Jeezy and or Jenny Ma.
That's the end. Right here. Yeah.
Yeah, man, he gonna definitely. But I think it's dope, man. He just dropped the book, man. He opened up about his life or whatever. I thought it was dope. He opened up. He's got the little double album. He just left Def Jam. So we salute Jeezy, man. You know.
What I'm saying?
OG status, man. Real one, man. You know, you can't out the hustle, man. Right. Again, that, man, he ain't no sucker.
Jeezy ain't locked though.
Yeah. He ain't locked. Yeah. But I mean, he still got a little something in the chamber, as always.
And I think, man, anytime you go through a breakup, man, male or female, you know the music's gonna be.
You
fire.
Got a little gas in the tank.
Oh, yeah, you got gas, dog. 93, dog. You know what I'm saying? Petro, 93. But salute to Jeezy, though, man.
Salute to Jeezy.
But speaking of no gas in the tank,
too much ethanol,
too much corn. Hey, man, speaking of no gas in the tank, we got to talk about Mid Kenny. I'm turning the music off, man. I ain't playing no music for Ken. So Kenny, man, don't want to drop no music, man. You know what I'm saying? And salute to Ken, you know what I'm saying? But he don't want to drop no music. So, you know what he's going to drop? Since he's not dropping mid music, he's going to drop a mid phone. This is a phone, by the way. Fair use is for educational purposes only for hip hop fans. Basically, he's dropping a minimalist phone. It's going to be on Verizon or AT&T. It's from PG Lane, you know what I'm saying? His company, his brand. They're linking up with Light. I think they're from Australia. But basically, the phone is $300. It might be end up $500. But basically, all you can do is call and text, and that's it. Because some people don't want an iPhone. They don't want all them apps and all that, which you don't have to download the app, by the way. Here's also another little joint. Of course, they're trying to aim this towards black people, by the way. So, of course, Bebo P's little brother's up in here.
The Light Phone 2.
Fair use. We advertise them for you, so why would you give us a copyright strike?
It's a choice. How will you choose to spend your life today?
I can hear three stacks on that, though.
Going late.
She was the prototype.
You see,
right.
To be my wife. The two most important things we often take.
So long story short, man, they're coming out with this mid phone. It's $300. All you can do is call and text on it.
For the humans, they said.
For the humans, so, man. No apps, man. $300, no apps. Miss Mom Bear said, no, sir.
She was the prototype.
Made me that burg out again. Madden saying call and text alone. No, sir. Not the mid-stepper, though. K dot. Jay Camp BBOP in the chat. Would you pay $300 to $500 for a candy bar brick phone that, you know, you can just call and text? Do you want that, or you cool with your iPhone or your Android or Samsung?
Nah, I mean, it's not for me. I mean, I cop that for my granny, though. Cause that's all she needs, just to pick it up and be
What was that phone for Opie? The jitterbug? That jitterbug. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With the big buttons on it. Yeah. So your mama, when your grandma falling, boo.
Exactly. I mean, K-Dot's joints like that Obama phone. That, you know what I'm saying? That, with them crackhead stuff was
how many minutes you got on it? Oh, you ain't got no minutes on this thing.
All right, you call a crackhead in the trap house. I'll be home in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
That's phone, crazy, man. They got when they went up the highway to get all them phones and come back with the bull.
Facts. So I mean, it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a nerd with mine. So you know,
Nancy said, "F the phone, man."
It might be for somebody though. But it ain't for me. But I mean, there's no way in the world. I mean, to me, $59.99 maybe.
Maybe.
$49.90. $300? nah, bro. It needs to be a 99 something.
Yeah, so Maddox said a $300 burner phone?
Yeah, nah.
Mm-mm. Where they do that at?
Come on, man. And you know, you probably can't even buy a charger for that right now. You probably,
got that first charger with them little teeth on the front. Like
that
them candy bars. Yeah, it ain't even USB-C, it's a USB-A.
You got that Blackberry, that Crackberry charger. The
Crackberry.
What that is.
Oh, man. Bebo, what you thinking, man? Touch is saying you can't guilt me into buying a phone that does nothing.
Imagine the dude that works at AT&T or Verizon trying to sell that. When somebody,
but the thing, you know, somebody gonna buy it, just be different. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though somebody, you can do that same shit on your damn phone. Mike Knight said that.
We can throw a case, in for you. We can throw
Auntie Diaries.
We can throw a case and a car charger in there for you for free.
You sign up for a new plan. If you want, if you want a minimal phone, just like Jay Cam said, get the Obama phone. But right. BOP, man, are you getting the K-Dot phone, man, with just buttons in the text message?
Heck nah, bro. Hecky nah. K-Dot and PG Lang essentially created.
It needs to be 99 something, 0.99.
Right. K-Dot and PG Lang essentially created a simplistic cell phone that works for tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, the out of whack, far out ones, or the weight pushers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh!
I can't see the... Yep.
Ralphie and Mike Bliss need their phone.
Stop. They do need that phone.
Shout out to Country Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the whole thing is salute this thing. Salute. We're not knocking the hustle. Salute to Kendrick, man. Making mid music and then come out with a mid phone. This is right up his marketing alley. He was marketing, was it Airbnb at first? Because he ain't been dropping no music. He's been doing advertisements. So I think they had a PG Lane had an advertisement for, correct me if I'm wrong, Pyre. What was he promoting first, man? I forgot. They had a commercial for something. But long story short, we've been seeing Kendrick going for the bag.
No color on the screen. No connection to the internet, which means no access to the addicting social media. This works well for, I mean, if you're one of those cats that likes to live day to day off the grid, so to speak, then maybe this would be a great option. Kind of reminds me of something you'd have for a modern day Wire. Stuff.
Yeah, the dope boy. Yeah, it's like a new Boost phone. You know what I'm saying? Look at Jay. Mm-hmm. Look at Bebo P's little brother about to pick it up.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Let me call my mother. Mm. Yeah, that mug looks extra mean like an iPhone 1.
Them players is gonna have it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I got a girlfriend, I got a wife on the side.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? My wife got the iPhone, but Shorty Doo-Wop got the Kendrick Lamar joint.
I got
don't
my
call me.
Hey, call me back, I'm in the garage.
don't call me.
Call my K-Dot phone. You know what I'm saying? You called the other one.
Cut the orange nuts off.
Don't kill me, young blood. Don't take my Kendrick phone.
Young bleed.
Don't take my Kendrick phone. They got all my numbers in it. My wife don't even know about it.
It's basically
Boost Mobile. Remember when they had Ludacris and the game promoting Boost Mobile on that Kanye beat?
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, that's all this is.
That's how you know we were struggling because they had us, you know, marketing prepaid phones.
That's one of those cheating in the next room.
Right. Talking softly on my K-Dot phone.
No,
come on, man. With them shoes on right here too.
That playback gonna be worse.
Hey girl, call my K-Dot.
Don't call me
on
my
K-Dot.
Right, not with the groove.
Call me on my K-Dot. Hey, how'd you and your girl broke up? Man, she found my K-Dot. Oh, she found your K-Dot? Yeah, man, I'm screwed, my nigga. Oh, man, I'm screwed. Yeah, man. Can you get ringtones on it? No, you can't get no ringtones on it. This is the thing. It would have been almost cooler if you just came out with a brick
boy
phone.
On there.
Yeah.
You can't get that Soulja Boy joint on there.
So, again, like I said, we're not knocking the hustle, man. Salute to K-Dot for taking money from people who already don't have no bread and can't afford their rent.
I'm gonna salute that.
I ain't salute that Envy. Yeah,
right, right. Yeah, I get the fart sound.
This might be just as bad as DJ Envy. This might be just as bad. Like, this is the thing. It would be dope. This is how it could have been dope. If you would have said, hey, look, man, I'm from the hood. I'm from Compton. There's people who don't have access to decent phones. We're going to make a phone that's still cool, that's still trend-setting, but we're going to do a Starberry situation. We're going to make it $29.99. You know what I'm saying? Money. For everybody to have it. You know what I'm saying? This is one of them phones like a Starberry joint. You know what I'm saying?
Come with a Happy Meal.
Come with a Happy joint. You know what I'm saying? And then also have it in some dope colors to make it seem cool, even though it's a whack-ass phone.
Come on, man.
And that's the thing. It don't have any colors in it.
Right. So it's like, it's first of all, it's a monochrome. There's no color on the screen. It's a black and white screen.
Gritty's the worst. Hov, K Dot, and OJ, the only ones with that.
It's done.
And DH Bussy, Dwight Howard might have that phone.
Oh, you know, no.
Nah. White gonna have one of the phone. Hey, call my K Dot. You know what I'm saying? Nah. If you're tucking it in between the buns, go ahead and call it.
That Sheeman already called him out on that. Got him recorded. Oh,
so. This is literally for like Trey Songz,
right?
R. Kelly in the pen, right. Beijing. Court Tory Lanez
and Dwight
people like that, man. But again, it would have been dope, man, if they would have had it kind of cool, man. Yeah, hit me on my K Dot. It's kind of nasty. Hey, man, yeah, come
Jesus,
on, man.
In the next room.
Hey, man, call my K Dot, man. This thing, it might as well be just one of these joints, man. Just, you might
call
my K.
Yeah, man. Yeah, right. Call my K. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The phone's back there. Yeah, you put it on your ear, you put it on your ear, and hand it to your mouth. Girl. What'd you say, girl?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What'd you say? Okay.
Right.
Get your ass out of here, man. That's what you're saying. Soulja Boy did the first game console, and he did the phone. So, come on, man.
That's true.
Come on, man. Dwight is the only bussy warrior in the NBA.
Sad but true, Chris. Sad but true.
But long story short, man, we've been in here, man, for the 130 piece, man. Cartoon Beats, man, blessing us tonight.
Salute to Cartoon Beats.
Got the hottest record out right now, man.
Salute to Lloyd Banks.
Keep it Lloyd, you know what I'm saying? We got to get you on the platform too, Lloyd, let's be clear, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jay Kent, Bebo P, best dudes in the biz. Hey, man, salute to everybody rocking over according to Hip Hop. Rap Roundtable, those are people, man. Tony.
Yes.
Ease. Again, let's be clear, man. Like, this space is blowing up, man. There's room for everybody, man. So, you know, we got mad love for everybody, man. We the new kids on the block, man. So we just salute everybody for coming through. We salute everybody just showing love to us, man. Because, again, we just some kids, man, that love hip-hop, man, and love sharing it with y'all. And, again, we do it for y'all. So thank you guys for coming over here. Rock with us, man, every Wednesday, man. The love for hip-hop is real. Salute to DJ Scandalous, man. Always on the down as well. We got some apparel coming through this Friday, man. Go check it out, man. We're going to be rocking it, man. We grew up on it, so we're going to be rocking it. We got a Ghost collection, man, with some vector art. So nobody can say anything about the nothing.
Hit the sound effect, Iceberg, for that vector art of the goats.
So, again, man, we got some merch, man. We're going to give a percentage of that to something, man, some women and children's shelter. We're going to find a good spot to give it to, something that helps the community out, but we're going to give 10, 20% off on those merch joints. The rest of it goes to us. So, Jay Kent, Bebo P, take us home, man. Another great show, man. Again, y'all killed it. Best dudes in the biz.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you, brothers, man. Salute to Cartoon Beats for blessing us, man. And salute to Lloyd for that Havoc 4, man, which was a parab limo. It was dope. You know, unfortunately, we had to call out Sus Diddy for his shenanigans because he's the only grown man to get a cease and desist for doing too much. You know,
on Halloween,
so, like, who does that besides Sus? Talking about, we about to go to the party. Stop it, stop. But nah, man, ain't nobody trying to cop it. that phone, nigga.
Hey, touch that Obama dot line bling. Call right. me on my dot line bling.
No.
And girl, Ooh. You can't get anything.
No. Stop. Man, I'm gonna have to cut off
with that Obama light.
Girl, I was just playing Tootsie Roll. What you want, girl?
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
I'm gonna cut all this thinking out. Cut all this thinking out when I post it, man, to the Spotify joint, man. Salute to you too, Mama Bear. Salute, you're a phenomenal person yourself, man. We appreciate you. As always, Mike Knight, appreciate you too, bro. BYOP. I'm gonna let you take us home, man.
Shout out and salute to Cartoon Beats as well as Lloyd Banks for that Halloween Havoc for the 72nd hour. We definitely appreciate you, Cartoon, for stepping through on Fresh Out's platform to rock with us, man, tonight, to rock with not only us on the screen, but those out there in the chat, man. You know, we know how you have love for hip hop as we do, and we appreciate you for that. So definitely come back again. And salute to you, brothers, as always. Iceberg, the host with the doing the most, messy wise.
Right. Yeah, we like that. Yeah,
Jay Camp, man, your commentary as well. And salute to y'all as well, because there is no Fresh Out without y'all. Wow, not that Puss and Clues.
Right, not that Puss and Clues, though.
No, but like Iceberg was saying in so many words, hey, shout out to According to Hip Hop, Rap Roundtable, Ease, and all the other hip hop commentary platforms that's doing this. You know, we are the new kids on the block. Salute to SY. We appreciate you. This ain't a great show without y'all. And with that said, rock with us next time. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We love y'all so much, and please be safe and God bless.
And hit that like and subscribe, man. For your lead today.
Hit the like and subscribe, man. Salute to SY saying salute fellas for a great show, man. J. Cole salute body too, and features, bro. Man. Salute to J. Cole, man. K. Dot selling his phone.
Selling on Walmart.
Hit me on my K. Dot.
Girl, you know I just got out the got my shoes just shine. What you need, girl?
Yeah,
my
tennis they be going down shine. To going down to Shaheen's and Habib's to get that.
Hey, come on, man. You know, hey, I just man. Got my Dashiki press. What you want, girl?
Give me one of them K dots and a
bean pot.
And a Lucy. I know they got some Lucy down there. Store too.
Oh, man. All right, I take a Virginia Slim. All right.
Okay, man. Give me one of them Virginia Slim before President Biden go ahead and lock them all down.
Right.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Be on
stop.
My, give me one of them beer.
Hey, give me a Coke for it. Give me that.
I need a Cobra. Give me a King Cobra out of there.
Hand me a skull while at
that Pilly D. Williams. Who's that Pilly D. Williams?
Give me a slip.
That Pilly D. Williams. Let me get Pilly D. Williams, one of them K-Dot phones, and let me get a Slim Jim.
Snap into the Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Salute to everybody, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Again, we'll be here Wednesday, man. We might give you, we're going to definitely do a Twitter space, man, Monday. Check it out, definitely, man. But again, keep on supporting all the real music that's coming out, man. Mm-hmm. Lloyd, Cartoons, Vic Spencer, man, everybody, man. Paul Walker, everybody coming out with dope stuff. Again, man, we'll be here Wednesday. Definitely check out the spaces on Monday, man. Definitely where you guys can talk, man, and just kind of give you a piece on what's going on during the week. J. Kent, BYOP, Iceberg Slim. See y'all, man. Peace.
Keep me on my K-Dot.
No.
Let's go. World's most dangerous podcast. We will be in the building with the building. They can't be going down, man. Let's get it.
Good.
Hondo up in this field.
Hondo.
Like you rocking with Fresh Out. Yeah. Fresh Out is here, ain't no tiptoeing. The competition running like they Jesse Owens. Please believe, Dookie, this is our moment. Be hard in the paint, boy, Kevon Looney. I told Iceberg, please hand the koofy.
I'm not a newbie. You will never catch my feet in the Bad Boy Jacuzzi. Stop it. That's that such is. We live B. We want the real smoke. Now be careful. It's kind of cutthroat. The chat going ham. They just might make you get out like no one in the Blue Notes. Stop it.